Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
8778 My Take or My Take at thetakeaway.org. So in the era of Barack Obama, and after an election campaign like no other in certainly my lifetime, the question of what is the role of protest in America today is finely tuned. Barack Obama described his ascendancy to the White House as the result of a movement, but protest in America and around the world continues. People are gathering in the United Kingdom to protest the G20 meeting that's coming up early next month. Mark Rudd was one of the leaders of the student anti-war movement of the 1960s here in the United States. He participated in the dramatic occupation of several buildings at Columbia University in New York to protest the Vietnam War and what students saw as racist university policies. He was one of the founders of the Weathermen, a group committed to the violent overthrow of the United States government. And he went underground in the 1970s and spent many years underground, finally writing his memoir, Underground, My Life with the SDS and the Weathermen. And he joins me now in the studio. Mark, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's great to have you here because it seems to me your experience, and I want to get into the details of that, really tell a tale about the role of protest in a democratic society, both in terms of the positives and the negatives. And, you know, it seems like you've learned a lot in your lifetime, and hopefully in the limited time that we have, we can learn from you. First of all, let's get the sound of your voice back in 1969. This is Mark Rudd talking about the system that will be overthrown.
A federal grand jury in Detroit.
Actually, that's a news report we actually aired, but let's hear Mark Rudd's voice.
This system is going to be overthrown. It's going to mean a fight, and it's going to mean a lot of white people risking a lot of things when they finally join on the side of the black people and the people of Vietnam and around the world who have already begun the fight.
How old were you when you said that?
Probably 20 years old.
And at that point, the mission was to get America out of Vietnam, to bring racial justice to reality in the United States. This was 1969. How were you going to accomplish that?
Well, I think that our branch of the anti-war movement considered the war in Vietnam and racism as aspects of a much deeper problem. We called ourselves anti-imperialist because we thought that the United States was an empire in the world. In fact, I think we were right about that.
And indeed, that debate was going on. Martin Luther King embraced the anti-war movement, and that was controversial in the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr. And indeed, Malcolm X was very much talking about, is nonviolent protest more appropriate or violent protest more of a way to bring about change? You were in the middle of that debate as well?
Oh, absolutely. As white people, we tended to our group, or rather our faction of SDS, tended toward being very supportive of the Black Power branch of the Black Freedom Movement, and which was the development after the era of integration and Martin Luther King.
And images and slogans very frightening to white America. And I think you deliberately were looking to intimidate and frighten to create change.
Well, I think we kind of slipped into the realm of politics of transgression, mm-hmm. You know, and kind of being as bad as possible. We were kids. We left our roots in the civil rights organizing and the anti-war organizing and kind of moved into something much darker at a certain period.
Three of your colleagues died when pipe bombs blew up prematurely, pipe bombs that were intended for targets that could have resulted in the loss of human life.
Right.
Is that something you regret?
Oh, absolutely.
Why were you pushed to go down that path?
Well, I think we had an idea. Part of the problem was how you think yourself into a corner. You know, you develop a set of ideas around the imminence of violent revolution in the world, including in this country, we wanted to support it. We wanted to support the world revolutionary movement. Che Guevara mm-hmm. had talked about create 2-3 many Vietnams. So we kind of thought ourselves into this necessity for violent revolution. That was the darker side, that part that you mentioned.
You describe, and this is something that you teach to students today, and you're a retired math teacher from the University of New Mexico, is that correct?
Well, actually, a community college.
Community college, right.
Central New Mexico Community College.
Central New Mexico Community College. That there's a difference between protest that is intended to be organizing a broad movement and protest that is for something you describe as self-expression.
I think you've got it exactly. During the period, in the first part of the book, I talk about a three-year period that I was involved in that led up to the Columbia strike of 1968. And that was straight out organizing, meaning base building, coalition
right.
building. Everything that actually I had learned from people who had been involved in the civil rights movement and the labor movement. That's a very traditional model and very effective. In fact, ultimately, that's the model that Barack Obama
right,
used.
Right.
But then we got into demonstrating our own militancy and our own desire for revolution and our own feelings about the great tragedy that the United States had imposed on Vietnam. And that was self-expression.
And you wouldn't vote? You were angry and embarrassed about your sense of white privilege as part of the being the draft deferred, easily obtainable draft deferment in
well,
Vietnam?
Well, I think we identified a system of privilege in this country, which still exists.
Right. Right. When did you decide to come in from the cold? And how?
1977. I had actually become inactive in the Weather Underground, but I was still a fugitive for 7.5 years, from 1970 to 1977. That was the first year of the Carter administration. And the country wanted to forget Vietnam, Watergate, and it was a good time to come in.
What's the role of protest in this era, do you think?
Oh,
and thinking about the G20 and the concerns for the economy right now?
Well, I think that this, we're blessed right now with an opening because of the crash of the free market militarists who were in power. The opening basically is that if we can develop a large enough mass movement, then we can push towards what we need, which is basically to restrict the power and the money going to the military and put it to domestic uses.
Well, it's a great read. It's a great memoir. One of the quotes that sort of you'd have to wince to remember, but we have to be like Captain Ahab, you said back in the 60s. We have to become monomaniacal and take the harpoon of righteousness and kill the white whale of imperialism. It's hard not to admire the passion, even if we can wince at the metaphor. Mark Rudd, author of Underground, My Life with SDS and the Weathermen. Thanks so much for joining us.
John, thank you. We'll be right back.